From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Suicide bombers struck a temporary voter registration center today in Kabul, Afghanistan. Officials report at least 9 fatalities. Health Ministry spokesman said the blast wounded 56 others. This man was an eyewitness. After I heard a bang, I rushed to the site of the blast. When I arrived at the scene, we helped as many people as we could get to the hospital. All the victims were women and children who were here to get their identity cards and register for elections. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for that bombing. North Korea's official news agency says the country will never use nuclear weapons nor transfer nuclear weapons or nuclear technology unless they are provoked. It has halted now missile tests effective Saturday. Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop welcomed the announcement with caution.
The statements by North Korea must be followed by verifiable steps that they are going to comply with the numerous UN Security Council resolutions that ban North Korea's nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs.
President Trump welcomed Pyongyang's announcement and said he was looking forward to his summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. An international chemical weapons monitor group says inspectors have collected samples at the site of an alleged gas attack 2 weeks ago, Syrian town of Douma. Emergency responders said at least 40 people were killed there, suspected April 7th gas attack. The U.S. and its allies blamed it on the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Damascus has denied involvement and said the attack was staged. This is VOA News. U.S. lawmakers are strongly endorsing continued American military engagement in Libya, calling it vital for the country's unity and to ensure it does not become a hub for terrorism. U.S. involvement has been a divisive issue ever since the Obama administration launched UN-authorized military intervention aimed at saving pro-democracy protesters from a government crackdown. That was back in 2011. 4 former U.S. presidents were among the mourners who gathered to pay their respects to former U.S. First Lady Barbara Bush. We get more now from Reuters' Linda So.
Some 1,500 mourners gathered to pay their final respects on Saturday to Barbara Bush. The former First Lady, who died on Tuesday at the age of 92, was remembered for her dignity and devotion both to her family and public service. Her son Jeb, former Florida governor and 2016 presidential candidate, delivered the eulogy.
Mom got us through our difficult times with consistent, take it to the bank, unconditional, but tough love. She called her style a benevolent dictatorship, but honestly, it wasn't always benevolent.
Bush was the matriarch of one of the country's most prominent political dynasties. She was the wife of former U.S. President George H.W. Bush and the mother of George W. Bush. Barbara Bush was laid to rest at the Bush Presidential Library at Texas A&M University, buried next to her daughter Robin, who died as a child from leukemia.
That is Reuters' Linda So reporting. United States calling out North Korea, China, Russia, and Iran as morally reprehensible governments that violate human rights on a nearly daily basis. But the U.S. State Department's Country Reports on Human Rights Practices 2017 also cited improvements in some countries' records, including Liberia, Uzbekistan, and Mexico. This year, 2017, saw human rights violations in many parts of the world, with the plight of the Rohingyas in Myanmar near the top of that list. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says he is contemplating a visit to China for discussions on issues that have global leaders concerned about a potentially damaging trade war that could undercut a global economic recovery. Tensions have been high, escalating between the U.S. and China over Beijing's attempts to challenge America's technological prowess, raising the prospects of a trade war that could hinder global economic growth. Today is Earth Day, and many people stop to think about the health of the world environment on this day, and they make resolutions to treat the world around them more responsibly. The first Earth Day, celebrated in 1970, and approaching now a half century of existence with the movement started in the U.S. and spread across the world. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.